Krupeck House. From the Chronicle of Conrad Sparefogel, we learned that in 1529, this house was purchased from the organ builder Master Mikulash by Sebastian Krupeck, the son of Krakow wholesaler Peter Krupeck. As the chronicler notes, the city allowed the transaction during a time of war-related hardship. Sebastian established a branch of his father's company in Lavocha, which traded throughout the Kingdom of Hungary, and became a major exporter of Slovak copper to Poland. Sebastian Krupeck played a crucial role for Lavocha. He secured from the monarch a resolution in the city's favor in its century-long legal dispute with Kaszmarok over the storing right. Jus gladii et statum civitatis. He was active in the town council and served as mayor in 1551. After the Great Fire of 1550, he expressed his social standing through the richly decorated main facade of the house. Its base features a Renaissance painting with optical illusion features, along with square coffers, each adorned with a central rosette. Thanks to the shading, they appear three-dimensional, as if illuminated from the upper left. The illusion of depth is enhanced by columns and corbels that seem to support the actual cornice. Above the cornice, between the windows, are figurative scenes bearing marks of the late Gothic style. From the left, Saint Sebastian pierced with arrows, the patron saint and namesake of the owner. In the center, the so-called Matersia, Saint Anne with the Virgin Mary and Child Jesus. And on the right, Saint Christopher carrying the Christ Child, the protector of travelers and merchants, among whom Krupeck counted himself. Above the pointed Gothic portal, several concentric tracery circles have been preserved, originally featuring the owner's coat of arms. Today, only the mantling with rich foliage ornamentation and two heraldic lilies are visible. The same coat of arms also appears on the patron's pew of the Krupeck family in the Basilica of St. James.